Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. For the first time since 1968, the hallowed grounds at Fenway Park will host the beautiful game. And I'm actually not talking about baseball. I'm talking about soccer. Because this evening, a soccer match between the Celtic Football Club of Glasgow and the Sporting Club de Portugal of Lisbon, it will be the 19th time soccer has been played at the Fenway. And joining us now to talk about it is WBUR's Bill Littlefield. He's host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey there, Bill.
Hey, Megha.
So the World Cup may be over, but soccer has come to Boston. And you were there just yesterday to see Fenway transformed into a soccer pitch.
Yes, from on high. The right field rooftop seats. And I have to admit, I was a little bit skeptical because at least from that perspective, the field looks small. I mean, it looks as if a good, solid goalie kick from the line at the edge of the box would land in the box seats just beyond third base. And that can't be good. I may be wrong. It may be all a trick of perspective. But it looked like it was a bit of a tight fit to try to get a soccer field in Fenway Park.
So, but on the other hand, the very fact that a game like that is being played at Fenway, I mean, you must be looking forward to it because
Well, I look forward to it in the sense that it gives a certain number of people a chance to see teams that they would not ordinarily see. And as you know, probably Boston and the U.S. in general is full of people who are fans of teams from around the world, whether in Scotland or in Portugal or in England or in Italy or wherever it might be, Spain. So these games do tend to draw very partisan crowds. They're great fun. I went to one out in Foxborough years ago in which one of the teams from Portugal was playing, and I was one of the few people not speaking Portuguese in the crowd that day. But they're great fun, and I'm sure a good time will be had by all.
So a good move by the owners of the Fenway to bring maybe a whole different type of crowd in there. But speaking of venues to play soccer, another one being considered is Somerville, but by the New England Revolution. I mean, I know they've played at Gillette Stadium. I've seen them play over there. It's a great stadium, except on the other hand, sometimes you feel a little lonely because they don't ever fill those 100,000 seats.
Not even close. Then they put great blue tarpaulins over the empty seats to try and make it feel like it's the right size for an MLS game, which it isn't. Of course, the new teams coming into MLS over the last several years have been required to build soccer-specific stadiums. And they've built some wonderful ones. There's a great one in Chicago. There's a beautiful one in Los Angeles and Carson, California. Lovely one in Columbus, Ohio that I went out to and saw. And it's about time that the Revolution and Mr. Kraft got around to building a soccer stadium. They've got the land out there in Foxborough if they wanted to do that. If they put it in Somerville, whatever, as long as it's grass and really built by, you know, for MLS specifications, it's fine with me.
And it seems like it'd be a great way to bring those soccer fans that you had mentioned who might be living in Somerville or East Boston or
Well,
areas.
Absolutely. You have these communities full of people who are, it's a built-in soccer community, ethnic communities full of soccer fans, and I'm sure that that's what they're thinking about with Somerville. I hope they're also thinking about a public transportation system which would eventually get people to the stadium. I anticipate these things with great happiness, but who knows whether they'll ever come.
Well, Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, thank you as always.
My pleasure.
You can hear Bill Littlefield each Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. right here on WBUR and, of course, every Wednesday with us here on Radio Boston.